Today is a little bit of a check-in and also a quick apology.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Now, the check-in is around the fact that on Monday, I chatted to you about getting started, just taking an action. And the challenge I gave you on that podcast was to work out something that you want to change, you want to do differently, want to do better, maybe something new altogether, personally, professionally, with your own physical health in a relationship. It doesn't matter what the thing is. It doesn't matter how big it is or how small it is. But to pick something that's been on your radar for some period of time that you've done nothing with. And then I wanted you to start. And I wanted you to start that day. What's something you could do that day? And then what's something you could do for the week? We're only 2 days later. And I want to know, have you actually started? Or have you just listened to that on your way to work, thought that's a fantastic idea, and then let yourself get dragged down into the flow of the day and what's happening? Now, if you're the latter, that's pretty normal. If you're the latter, that's probably what you've been doing for some period of time. And this is a little reminder, a little check-in, a little kick up the butt to say, let's get back on track and let's start that thing. So the idea being that accountability is one of the most powerful things that we can have. And so this is my virtual kick up the pants for you to say, are you doing the thing? Have you taken the action? Did you get started? And if not, let's do that today. Now, if you did get started and you're only 2 days in, and I get that, what have you noticed from the actions that you've taken? So what results have you noticed from the actions that you've taken? Because this is what I love about getting started. This is what I love about taking any action or about any activity is that, again, as I said on Monday, it builds momentum. So because you get started, that then allows you to see some results. Are they the results that you wanted to get? If they are the results that you wanted to get, how do I turbocharge those? What else could I be doing? Or do I just stay on track? If I'm not getting the results, great, because at least now I know that the action that I'm taking, the activity that I'm putting forward, isn't quite what I need it to be, and I can adjust. And once I adjust, I get a different result. And when I get a different result, I can then decide, again, is that on track or off track, and I can take different actions, more of the same, or do something different. This is the thing that I love about activity. This is the thing that I love about getting started. So just want to check in and see if you've done that. The apology comes around, I don't swear on this podcast. It's just a thing of mine for various reasons. I'm not a prude about that sort of stuff. It's just not something that I do. On Saturday, I put out a podcast that I used an audio piece from Andy Frisella. And I quite like Andy's work. I do find that he's a bit over the top with the language, but that's just me. But I played a piece there, and there was some quite heavy language in it. And I didn't really feel like I gave an appropriate warning around that. So, you know, if you've got young ones in the car and they're listening to it, I apologize for that. And a couple of people have mentioned to me that it kind of caught them off guard. I just want you to know that that was not intentional. And in fact, I should have mentioned it right at the beginning of the podcast, and it was just, It was a remiss for me. I didn't do that. So I just wanted to send out a quick apology. I know it's not a big deal, but for me, I'm a big believer in how we do anything is how we do everything. I do set myself a personal standard for everything that I do, but particularly around this show. And if something I do isn't at that standard, then I've got no problem standing up and apologizing quick smart and saying, hey, didn't mean that for that to happen. Let's forgive me, let that slide, and it won't happen again. But anyway, that's your check-in. That's your apology. Chat to you guys again on Friday.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.